World Rally Car Championship is going to continue. It's the final round of this year's event. It's starting in Coffs Harbour on Thursday. So the internationals are all arriving today, getting excited for this, Raymond. And we're very privileged to have Chris Meek, one of the drivers in the championship, join us on the line this morning. G'day, Chris.
How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, morning, really Chris. Well. Thanks for joining us and welcome to the country. Have you been to Australia before? Have you raced in Australia before?
Yeah, I have. My first participation was 2013 in the event up in Coffs Harbour. I did come as a spectator many, many years ago before I was competing in when the rally was based over in Perth. But I think that was around 2004, 2005. But yeah, now competing at the top level, the rally's based over in Coffs Harbour. So yeah, we just arrived in off a flight this morning and straight into some PR activities around Sydney today, and we catch a flight up to Coffs Harbour tonight.
Yeah, well, look, thanks so much for joining us, Chris. You must be tired after the flight. The Coffs Harbour stage is the final stage. The world title is up for grabs. But just reading prior to coming on air there, Chris, understand there's been some fairly significant changes to the Coffs Harbour stages, and they really going to make it some exciting racing in the next few days.
Yeah, everyone looks forward to Rally Australia. It's a final round of the series, as you say. The World Championship itself has already been decided. Sebastian Ogier clinched his fifth successful world title on the final round in Wales. But in another way to look at it, everyone's coming to the final round with no instructions from their team. Everyone's here just to go completely flat out to try to claim that last victory of the season. So, the stages up in Coffs are some of the best stages in the World Championship. We have one particular test on the Saturday called Nambuka, and it's nearly 50 kilometres in length, and the roads are simply incredible, and it's a pleasure to drive these World Rally cars on such terrain, and for sure it's going to give some great action for the fans.
How's your year been this year, Chris? Potentially not your best finish in this championship, but a couple of wins, so that must have been pleasing.
Yeah, we at times have shown the Citroën C3 has incredible speed, but we haven't been able to dial it in perfectly to all the conditions. I've made a few mistakes myself. We've had a bit of reliability trouble with the car at times, but when things have went well, we've had the speed to win rallies. And Sebastian Ogier, who is now the world champion this year, he's also only won two rallies this year. So
right.
We're just missing a few of the little bits in between. We have to be a bit more consistent on all fronts. But for sure, at times, we've been able to lead many rallies and we've won a couple. So, yeah, it'd be nice to get another one under the belt this weekend in Oz. But, a lot of hard work to be done before that. Mm.
Yeah, given what you said there, Chris, would the Citroën C3 next year give you a chance, with its further development, give you a chance to win the world title?
That's the ultimate ambition, and for sure we'd like to achieve that. Like I said, this year I think we've proven the car has the speed, especially on tarmac. The car's proved exceptionally fast on tarmac. On gravel, we have still some work to do, but we've been learning a lot this year, and we believe that we'll be able to arrive to be able to fight for the world title in 2018. And that's my ultimate ambition, and for sure the ambition of the team. So this final round of the year is again another good opportunity for us to fine-tune everything for next year.
Mm. It was almost preordained that you'd get into rally driving, wasn't it, Chris? I think your father was heavily involved from an engineering point of view throughout the course of his professional life, so it was almost a natural step for you. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose like many sports people, you go back through their family history. There's in anybody's career, they've started at a very young age. And yeah, my mother actually drove rally cars. My father drove rally cars. That's how they met at a rally. And God only knows, I was probably conceived at a rally myself. you could safely say rallying's in the genes. And I grew up around my father's workshops. I had the smell of tires and petrol and engines going every day of the week. So for sure, it was part of the family blood. And I never suspected I would drive and compete at world championship level, but I just followed my instinct, followed my wits, and I found myself here. So For sure, we want to take it that further step and try to be world champion. But like I say, I'm enjoying my time at the moment, and we look forward to more success.
Yeah, you're building a very successful career. Chris, the World Rally Championship takes drivers around the world. It sounds glamorous, it sounds exciting, but does the travel get you down?
You're asking me after 1 hour ago getting off a flight from Barcelona via Dubai to Sydney, but to be honest, doing what we do is one of the best jobs in the world. That's not to say, like anybody in any job, there's days that's more mundane than the others, and for sure the travel all around the world, I have a young family at home, and when you're away close to 200 days a year, that makes it quite tough. Everybody has their challenges, but we'll not deny we do the best job in the world, and when we're in behind that steering wheel of the rally car, being allowed to do what we do, you forget about all the mundane days, you forget about all the long travel, but it's certainly worth it. So for sure, it's a career that you can't deny. It's something fantastic to do, and like in any job, you put the mundane days behind you when you get the good days.
Now, well said.
Hey, Chris, we know you've done a lot of work with the Top Gear guys. I think they describe you as their favourite World Rally Championship driver. Did you make the switch to Grand Tour as well?
No, I've done a bit with the Top Gear guys. Obviously, the show's moved on now. But, back in the days of Jeremy Clarkson and James May, we done a few different bits and pieces with them. Maybe my most notable one was when I drove a Bentley through an actual rally stage just after the World Championship guys had done it, and James Hay as a co-driver. So, you can easily find that clip on YouTube. It's quite funny, and it was always great to work with those guys.
Yeah, well, we saw the one where you were racing the skeleton competitor in the Mini.
Down the hill.
Down the hill, we were on the snow and ice, and
that's
Amy
it.
Williams,
she's
a gold medal winner in the skeleton, and that was quite nice.
Fun.
To be there when the girls were all dressed up in lycra and I was in my race suit, it was pretty good.
Well, you won't find much snow at Coffs Harbour, Chris. You'll find some great weather up there. It's maybe some challenging tracks that you have to get around, and I hope you have an enjoyable and very successful final round of this year's World Rally Championship. Great to speak to you this morning.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Chris.
There he is, Chris Meek. Citroen C3 is his car, and he's one of the guys out for a big event, big event, regional New South Wales.
That's some effort, Jim, isn't it? Hopped off a plane all the way from Barcelona via Dubai, and he's talking to us.
Mate, I'm telling
you.
We'd
be bottom of the pile, wouldn't we?
Ray,
but that's really good of him.
Right, I'm telling you, these people, whether it be supercar drivers, whether it be Formula One drivers, whether it be now World Rally Championship drivers, they understand the importance of good publicity.
Good point.
And they get it better than most of them, mostly because they've had to talk their way into drives over the course of their entire career. But Chris Meek, there's another one. You can add him to the list. Very, very good performers
good
from a media point of view.